Listen when you want, how you want. This is Tone FM.
Listen again.
Now, here comes nothing more but great songs from across the West Country carnivals. This is the Carnival Hour with Jeff Strawbridge on Tone FM. The Carnival Hour with Jeff Strawbridge is brought to you in partnership with the Shrubbery Hotel Ilminster. With 24 bedrooms, dedicated meeting rooms, restaurants and ballroom, we are the perfect venue to host your next event, large or small, including weddings, celebrations and conferences. Find out more at shrubberyhotel.com.
Evening, how you doing? Now, I did see a note saying don't ever work with children. Oh, well, here it goes. Yes, good evening, so welcome along to the Carnival Hour here on Tone FM from 6 until 7. We play the finest tunes from the West Country Carnivals back to back for the whole hour. Now, we've got quite a busy show today and definitely a very crowded studio, I must say, because I do have the whole club. Yeah, the whole club of Next Generations are in the studios tonight. So it's very, very squashed. I can only just get to the mixing desk, actually. So we will be chatting to them a little bit later on. All six children, and also you never know, we may speak to the adults as well if we get time. Also, we'll have your Carnival Rewind quiz a little bit later on, your Carnival birthdays, your what songs, and of course your requests, if I can squeeze them in. Now, the Next Generations crew, they actually have chosen quite a lot of tracks that we're going to be playing tonight. And we had to start off with their music that they used last year from the All Stars and go Bump It in the Night. And if that isn't enough for you, we're going to do another SIS competition where there's a chance for you to win a DVD, but I will explain that to you a little bit later on in the show. And it is St. Patrick's Day, isn't it? Have you got your Guinness ready? Oh, the kids have just said they've got their Guinness. It's going to be fun tonight, isn't it?
Tell me, Ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pull my hair, they stole my comb. Well, that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty. She is the belle of Belfast City. She is a courting 1, 2, 3.
On the app and on your smart speaker. This is the Carnival Hour with Jeff Strawbridge.
Him.
as used by the Gremlins Carnival Club in 2017, Run to the Hills. It is a carnival hour here on Tone FM until 7 o'clock this evening. But now it is time for the Carnival Rewind. Now, if you don't know what the Carnival Rewind is, basically I'm going to be playing you a carnival track, but I'm going to be playing it in reverse. If you know what the answer is, you can send me the answer via WhatsApp 01823 28 66 88 or on the email be studio at tonefm.co.uk. And also, you can message us directly through the brand new Tone FM app. If you look at the app, there's a little speech bubble at the top. Just press that button and you can contact me directly here in the studio. That track from the Gremlins was especially requested by Matty Hooper tonight. But it is time to play that rewind. So can you tell me what the answer is to our rewind tonight? Do you know what the answer is to the Carnival Rewind? If you do, send me a message via WhatsApp or via the brand new Tone FM app, or you can email us, which is studio at tonefm.co.uk. Going to be speaking to the next generations in a couple of minutes, just after this one from the Hillview.
Who can take a sunrise? Who can take a sunrise? Sprinkle it with you. Cover it with chocolate and a miracle to the Candyman.
The Candyman can,
cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Who can take a rainbow?
Wrap it in a sigh. Soak it in the sun and make a groovy lemon pie. The Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
The Candyman can,
cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. The Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. Yes, the Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
A Candyman.
And Dave Phelps, the rewind is not Rick Astley or Shaken Stevens.
A Candyman.
Sammy Davis Jr. and the Candyman.
Hi there, it's Little R here. You're listening to the Carnival Hour on Tone FM, live and local from the county town of Wibstead, Strawbridge.
We all go together when we go.
Live and local from the county town, online, on the app and on your smart speaker. It is the Carnival Hour here on Tone FM. And it's now time to bring on my guests in the studio tonight from the Next Generation's Carnival Club. To start off with, we have Edward and James. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, welcome to Tone FM. Now, you guys, you've been doing Carnival for a little while now, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Edward, how old were you when you started doing Carnivals?
I was 18 months old.
Sorry, what was that?
18 months
18
old.
Months, that's younger than I was when I started. What about yourself, James? When did you start?
I was 3 years old.
So very young in Carnival. Now, did you find that you enjoyed the Carnival last year?
Yeah.
Yeah? So what were you dressed up as, James?
I think it was like the...
Was it like
I can't remember.
A spooky costume, wasn't it? Like a vampire-looking costume. Was that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And what about you, Ed? Were you more or less the same, or were you different?
Mine was, like, all red and had, like, a school shirt underneath it.
All right, okay. Now, do you find you like putting on makeup to do the carnivals, or is that one of the jobs that you really don't like having to have done?
Yeah, I don't really like the makeup done.
But you have to wear makeup to portray your entry, don't you? And last year's entry, yeah. You know, when you were going round with the actual car, it looked absolutely amazing. And then, unfortunately, you had a few problems last year where you had to walk around, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you find it enjoyable still walking, though?
Yeah.
Did you find that you got more reaction from the crowd when you were walking around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this year, are you ready for Carnival this year?
Yeah.
Yeah?
More than last year.
So when you say more than last year, Edward, why is that then?
Because... I don't really know.
You're just really looking forward to it, aren't you?
We've got a fire engine, not a tractor anymore.
Okay, so that's very unusual, having a fire engine instead of a tractor. So does it look like a fire engine still now?
No.
No.
So what have you done to this fire engine then?
We've converted it into a carnival float.
Yeah.
And do you think you're going to be ready for Carnival this year? As in your fire engine, is it all going to be pre-built and ready to go?
Hope so.
Hope so.
Regarding any carnival carts that you've seen over the years, what would be your favourite carts that you've seen? What about you, James? What would be your favourite cart that you've ever seen?
I don't really have a favourite.
You don't have a favourite? You like them all, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah? And Edward, any favourites that you've got?
Probably Gremlins when they did Ghost Ship.
It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Very dramatic. Well, we're going to come back with some more of the Next Generations in a couple of minutes' time. But before that, we have to play a track that the Next Generations used.
I'm riding desert and I'm heading into nowhere. The sun is showing me the way. I'm riding alone. I'm looking for adventure because I left my girl in Texas. I'm a stranger and I'm riding alone.
107.8
Tone FM. The Shrubbery Hotel in Ilminster is the perfect venue for your next party. Whatever you're celebrating, from a family christening to a wondrous wedding or retirement party, we have a choice of function rooms, and with 24 ensuite bedrooms, guests can combine their visit with an overnight stay. Find out more at shrubberyhotel.com.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Keeping you connected with Carnival from across the West Country. This is the Carnival Hour on Tone FM.
Oh, we'd be all right if the wind was in our sails. We'd be all right if the wind was in our sails. We'd be all right if the wind was in our sails. And we'll all hang on behind. And we'll
Don't forget, most of the tunes tonight that we're playing have been selected especially by the children from the Next Generations Carnival Club. And speaking of the Next Generations, I have two more here with me. Good evening, Emily and Sophie.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, Sophie, happy birthday. I understand it's your birthday today.
Yes.
So how old are you today?
8.
Blimey, and you're nearly taller than me. Doesn't really help on radio because nobody really knows how tall I am, do they? So how long have you both been doing Carnival then?
3 years.
3 years, right, okay. Oh, you started when you were 3?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
I also started when I was 3 as well.
So why did you decide to get into doing Carnivals then?
I just like the idea of it personally.
Okay, didn't have anything to do that your dad was mad on Carnival at all?
Well, he was a bit mad on Carnival, so I kind of just...
Now, the question was, is he a bit mad or is he just mad on Carnival?
He's just mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, how did you find last year? Did you find any carts that you saw on circuit that you thought, oh, I really like that?
I thought Come On For The Noise.
Right, okay. We've got that tune coming up a little later on the show for you.
I liked Harlequin's Frogs World Tour.
Now, that's going back a little way, actually. Yeah, Frogs World Tour, isn't it?
Yeah.
You must have been in a pram back then.
Yeah.
Now, do you enjoy actually dressing up and actually putting the makeup on and getting ready for carnivals and all the lead up to the carnival, or do you find it drags a little bit?
I like it.
You do? Right, okay. What about yourself there, Emily?
I like the idea of putting on makeup.
So do you think you're going to be doing carnival right the way through now?
I reckon so.
You're never going to stop?
Yeah.
Now, you build in Honiton, don't you?
Yes.
And we understand that you've now not got a lorry unit, you've actually got a fire engine this year.
Yeah.
Are you quite excited by that?
Yeah, I hope it's going to turn out really good.
I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
Do you actually get involved in painting as well on the cart?
Sometimes, but not all the time. No.
Does Nigel let you paint?
Yes, sometimes.
Now, you've requested a track, or some of you guys have requested tracks. We've got one from Mendipvale coming up shortly. But we know that you're friends with a certain club. Now, I know you like the Nuns for Nutters, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Shall we play their song?
Yes, please.
I'm a pheasant plucker's son, and I'm sitting plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucker comes. Wilma Daddy was a poor man, he worked hard to earn his pay. I went out a-shooting pheasants, which he sat and plucked all day. I don't want to end up like him plucking pheasants till I'm dead. Ought to find another way to earn me bread. And I'm sitting plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucker comes. Birds are flying over it most of the day. Gotta find a target just to make me wait. Hey, I'm not a pheasant plucker, I'm a pheasant plucker son. And I'm sitting plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucker comes. Trying to be an entertainer, be a joker or a clown, but the folks who came to see me, they just had to put me down. Trying to be an undertaker, but I don't like wearing black. There must be another way to earn me whack. I'm not a pheasant plucker, I'm a pheasant plucker son, and I'm sitting plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucker comes. You're flying over it most of the day. Gotta find a target just to make me wait. Hey, hey, I'm not a pheasant plucker, I'm a pheasant plucker son. And I'm sitting plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucker comes. Come on, you pheasant pluckers, you! I'm not a pheasant plucker, I'm a pheasant plucker son. And I'm sitting plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucker comes.
It's one of those carnival tunes I never, ever back announce. The Wurzels, used by the Nunsford Nutters this year. I've got the guys in from Next Generation's Carnival Club. We've got Emily and also Sophie here at the moment. Now, Sophie, do you find who actually builds your costumes? Because obviously, you're probably a little bit too young to build your costumes.
So, me and Emily's grandma, called Caroline, builds our costumes for us.
Right, okay. And Emily, have you got any new members that have joined you this year?
Yes, we've got Craig, who right now is building the dashboard for our carnival float.
You mean to say you didn't invite him into the studio? I thought I had all of the Next Generations in here tonight. I've been told fibs. Do you fancy a bit of a quiz?
Yeah.
Yes.
Dungeons 107.8, Tone FM.
Yeah, it's come to that time of the show where there's the chance for you to actually win a proper prize. Same proper summer's at the end, didn't I? So a couple of weeks ago, we were giving you away a CISP USB Bygones stick, and Mark Miles won that, and he now has his copy that he's probably watching at the moment. We have a new question for you. So the question for today is... regarding this show, when did the Carnival Hour on Tone FM start? I'll give you a multiple choice. 2010, 2020, or 2022? That's when did the Carnival Hour start on Tone FM? Was it 2010, 2020, or 2022? Now, it's only an email answer, so you need to send your answers to carnival@tonefm.co.uk. Put your name on the message as well, and we'll put you in the randomizer next week, and we'll find out live on air who has won the CISP DVD. Now, it's an Iconic Carts DVD that we're giving away this week. And we have lots of DVDs to give away over the coming weeks. So if you would like to get your hands on that Iconic Carts DVD, that question again. What year did the Carnival Hour start on Tone FM? Was it 2010, 2020, or 2022? And it's an email answer to carnival@tonefm.co.uk. Now, the girls asked for one that was used by the Mend It Vel, didn't you, girls?
Yes, yes.
Shall we play it?
Yes, please.
Okay. Always very busy in the studio here tonight. Don't forget the answer to the SIS competition. You need to email carnival@tonefm.co.uk, not studio, carnival@tonefm.co.uk. So the music in the background means it's our carnival birthdays time as I try and squeeze them in because I've got so much to do tonight. So happy birthday to the following people. You heard Sophie a few minutes ago. She celebrates her birthday today from the Next Generations. Also on Monday, it'll be Dave Stockman's birthday from the Masqueraders. On Tuesday, Fred Pocock and also Jim Newbury. On Wednesday, Kieran Hogg from Rubelow Carnival Club. On Thursday, Mark Chislett. He's been in Carnival for years, he has. And on Friday, it will be Tanya Jones from the Globe Carnival Club, Danny Champion from the Nunsford Nutters, and Amy Galley from the Masqueraders. And on Saturday, Dave Stokes, Publicity Officer for Bridgewater Carnival Committee. Ought to mention him, he'll get upset otherwise. So I've got the Next Generations here with me. I have May and Libby in the studio now. Good evening, guys.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So how long have you been in Carnival? When did you start then, you two?
I was two.
Two? Blimey.
I was four.
So you got into Carnival very young then?
Yes.
Yes.
And you've been doing Carnival for how many years now, do you think?
Seven.
I'm impressed. I started when I was eight, and I still wasn't any good at it then. Have you got any favourite Carnival carts that you've seen over the years, then?
Masqueraders.
You like Masqueraders? Okay, what about yourself? You can even say your own car if you want to. We did say it was going to go wrong one time in the show, didn't we? So why not now, you know? We're going to do the answer to the Carnival Rewind a little bit later on, but I think you two may already know what the Carnival Rewind answer is, don't you? Don't say what it is, but you've got a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. I may even get you to tell everybody what the Carnival Rewind is in a few minutes, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Once upon a time there was a tavern where we used to raise a glass or two. Remember how we laughed away the hours and dreamed of all the great things we could do.
direction. Was that lonely fellow really me?
Those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never end. We'd sing and dance forever and a day. We'd live the life we choose. We'd fight and never lose.
Those were the days.
La 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 la
Probably one of the biggest tunes from last year, Hermes House Band. And Those Were the Days, originally by Mary Hopkins. I'm here with the girls from Next Generation's Carnival Club. Now, you two just told me a little bit of a secret. Apparently, is it right that you were both on Nunsford Nutter's cart?
It was just me.
Okay. Now, what happened when you actually went on their cart? What actually really happened? Because I got told a rumour they actually started winning when you went on the cart. Before then, they didn't win. You know, they got third in Bridgewater, and then you guys went on the cart, and they started winning.
We got first.
That's really good, wasn't it? I tell you what, can you tell me what the answer was to our Carnival Rewind tonight?
It was Sitfell Van Helsing.
It was correct. Yeah, brilliant. We had correct answers in tonight from Lewis Gosling, also James Loder, Patch and Jax, they got it correct as well. Grant Miller and Neil got it correct as well. Isabella, and in third place tonight was Mark Miles. In second place was Ben Miller. And in first place tonight, he's actually in the foyer out here. Yes, Dino got it correct. And Dean, I've actually got your prize in the studio. If you'd like to come in, it's a big bag of fresh air. Yeah. Right, let's continue with those carnival tunes and the answer to your Carnival Rewinds.
London's 107.8
Tone FM.
If you're looking for a perfect venue for a conference, a product launch, or AGM, the Shrubbery Hotel in Ilminster can cater for up to 250 delegates, and being 15 minutes from the M5 makes us very accessible. In addition to 5 fully equipped conference rooms, our 24 ensuite rooms and quality catering means we are able to offer the full package. Find out more at shrubberyhotel.com.
Dunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Can I take your order, please?
It was used by the 1+1 Carnival Club, the Fast Food Rockers, and the Fast Food Song. Well, it's been the Carnival Hour here on Tone FM, and my guests have been the Next Generation. Say goodbye, guys.
Bye!
Wow, that was a bit loud, wasn't it? You can join me again next Sunday for the Carnival Hour, and also weekdays from 9 until 10 with 80s Heaven. I'm going to leave you with a bit of a Carnival classic that was used by the Wick Carnival Club. Don't know if you remember this, but it was when they had a track that was originally recorded by the Beatles, and it went as they went to Come Together. Thank you so much for your company here tonight. I'll speak to you next Sunday. Have a great week. Ta-ta.
Ah!
Don't forget that CIS competition. What year did the Carnival Hour start? 2020, 2010, or 2022? Email your answer. carnival@tonefm.co.uk. You could win the Iconic Carts DVD. See you next week. See ya.
Listen when you want, how you want. This was a Tone FM Listen Again.
All rights reserved, 2023.